coarse material.
You see, it's made as coarse dust as fertilizer. Now they're getting your fertilizer comes in paper bags. Now it used to come in cloth.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of a croaker sack?
They used the croaker sacks used to, you know, the oats and corn and stuff like that in croaker sacks. But your flour and stuff would come in white sacks. And now they're going to put the flour in paper bags, and they put meal in paper bags, and they don't use the cloth bags.
You know, if you were going to take some corn to the mill, what would you call the amount of corn you could take to the mill at one time?
Bushel. Sacks.
What about, what would you call the amount of wood you could carry at one time?
Ton. They call it a ton of wood.
Have you ever heard that called anything else?
Never have.
Mm-hmm. You know, if that thing right there burned out, you'd have to change the what?
Get a new bulb.
Yeah, you would call it, it's not like a bulb that you plant, but that's the, you tell the man.
A light bulb.
Yeah, you tell the man in the store to get you a light bulb.
That's right.
What would you use to carry out your washing to the clothesline? You have to hang it out to dry. What would you use to carry the clothes in out there?
Yeah, that's her, that. Basket.
Mm-hmm.
Buckets. Carry them in different things. Now, sometimes throw a tub, put them in a tub and take them out of the tank. But mostly they used to have buckets. They tow them out. But there wasn't nothing else. Wasn't no plastic bags then like they got now. You had to tow them out in buckets and tubs.
What would you use? What do nails come in? It might be something smaller than a barrel.
They come in a wooden keg.
What do you call those, that thing that runs around the barrel that holds it together?
Barrel hooks.
Just kind of keeps it in place.
That's right. Keeps it from tearing up. If that bush, your nails comes out.
You just got a lot of nails all over the floor, don't
That's
you?
That's right. You got a job, too. Them hooks bust off that.
Now, when you put some liquid into a bottle, what do you put in the top of the bottle to keep the liquid from spilling out?
Stop it.
What's that? What would a stopper be made out of?
It's made out of plastic now. It used to be made out of corks. Mm-hmm. It used to be a cork stopper.
What do you call that thing? I know that you can play guitar, General. Have you ever seen anybody play this instrument? You know, they have to blow on through.
Juice harp.
Kind of makes
and
it.
And a harp, they blow in with the mouth. They had juice harp, and then they had another harp.
What's the other kind?
See, the juice harp, you put it in your mouth, pick it.
Mm-hmm. It kind of makes a twanging sound?
That's right. And these other harps, you slide them about over your mouth for a tune. Make a tune.
Have you ever played either one of those?
That's right, I would have.
What do you call the thing that you use to pound nails with?
Hammer.
I bet you've driven a lot of wagons, haven't you, General?
Tell.
What do you call, if you have a wagon and two horses, what do you call that long wooden piece that runs between the horses?
Tongue.
Mm-hmm. If you said you've ridden on a buggy, too. What do you call those things that you have to back the horse between?
Buggy sheds.
Buggy sheds. Mm-hmm. You know, when you got the wheel on your wagon, the part right inside in the middle.